Сегодня.
Сегодня.
22. 22.
Июня.
Июня.
В Москве полночь.
Motherfuckers, man.
You make
vision. I will sing the last song. We'll spend our final moments just wishing we'd seen the outcome coming all along. Because time can be a factor when you're kind of benefactor. Since the fascist bones be bone tells you what you want to hear. So I stayed another year. My will was out of reach, cause there were lions in his speech. And he gave us access to his private beach. And 25 mangoes for every peach that fell from the trees in his orchard of bullshit. I still can't believe that I feel for it, but I'm singing bye, 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 bye. I am the final musician, though I never wanted to be. But all the dirt that you've been dishing, unfortunately, took quite a toll upon me. Inside of every doubting Thomas, there's a hidden Nostradamus who can't predict the end. But do you really want to know, my friend? They surprise you with surprises, delaying the sunrises till the piper comes around the bend. And he joins a local band in the hopes of seducing a wealthy but kindly man who can fill the void of the sexy major labels. I'm young, attractive, talented, and able, and I sing like a falling star. Sing it with me now. Everybody sing, I need to hear you sing. Bye. Where did all the time go? We'll be right back. this might sound crazy. I try to live, but love got in the way. Glancing at your phone down at the solar zone. These bombs for baby exploding today. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I've been so lazy. Eternal winters never finding their springs. Reminds me of the poo from the horse's vindaloo. These bombs for baby are wonderful things. What she sees when she looks in the mirror are the words that she wants me to hear. While I keep losing lawyers amongst distractors and annoyers, when words are deployed as weapons, I can feel it burning both of us out. Let's not fight till we're old and decrepit. Let's remember what it should be all about. Should be about fire. The morning mist is hazy as I lie under the branches of a dying tree. My only vice is pudding made from milk and rice. And these bombs for baby are dormant like me. Warn each of my mysterious faces. But you, baby, you've got that style. Makes me want to weigh anchor and stay here a while. It takes 100 years to build it. It takes a moment just to knock it all down. My seed was good to go till I spilled it. I meant to spread it all over this town, but I never got around to it. My heart is beating so rapidly as I cut each and every wire. Diffusing her bomb while breaking her papa down. These bombs for baby thrown into my fire.
At the edge of town.
chief of police and the boys from the FBI. Some of them down on their knees and some just staring bug-eyed. Half a wreckage of a car up in flames outside the city limit. I guess it didn't get too far after I saw her getting in it. Some features never last, some past you can't outrun. Some horses run way too fast when they hear the sound of a shotgun. The darkness at the edge of town.
Go out, feel the shock when you learn what it's really all about. The fear of dying alone. If you forget to dream when the lights go out. Feel the shock when you learn what it's really all about. If you forget to dream when the lights go out. Feel the shock when you learn what it's really all about. The fear of dying alone. The walls of your soul are closing in. You enter the casino where you never win. It becomes your only way back home. Everything you ever wanted, the soft and juicy meat from the bones of the beast you hunted. I'll be the words you've always longed to hear, so much more than just a souvenir. I'll be everything you thought you wanted. Last ripe apple fell from the tree. I was on sale when you found me in the mega mall that had shuttered long ago. Lived a long life of blazing your trails. Gave it all up for a lost weekend of betrayals. And now you need somewhere to go. Everything you ever wanted, I'll be the winning run. From every squeeze play that you bunted, the security blanket when you're afraid, the sweet and the sour in your lemonade. I'll be everything you thought you wanted. And all your witticisms go up in smoke. And it feels like a joke. And it feels like you're being drained. And only the heebie-jeebies and the fear remain. Thank you. wanted. The richly deserved reward from every marker that you fronted. The crackling fire when you're in from the cold. The formate flesh of every lie you've been told. I'll be everything you thought you wanted. The conversation we never wanted to have. Is every sacred cow begins as a golden calf. The universe is dealing each of us our final card. Why does hardening my heart have to be this hard? Ba-da-bum, ba-ba-dum, ba-ba-dum, ba-da-bum, ba-ba-dum. Holding on to hopes that have no chance of being held. Yelling all the things we've already yelled and yelled and yelled. Our love boat is capsizing on an uncharted sea. And we just can't agree on agreeing to disagree. You do all the crying, the collapsing and the misery. Leave the rest of it to me. Ba-da-bum, ba-ba-dum, ba-ba-dum, ba-dum. Ba-da-bum, ba-ba-dum, ba-dum. Say that every door that closes opens up another door. And that certainly includes all the trapdoors in your floor. Maybe I was colorblind, I thought the light was green. We understood the setting, but ignored the mise-en-scene. You will cry the blood and the tears of gasoline. Leave the rest of it to me. Ba-da-bum, ba-ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Ba-da-bum, ba-ba-dum, ba-dum. I'm happy to do all the heavy lifting. As long as I'm lifting the final pounds. Standing next to me, I feel the shifting. From the snapping of the faults in our battle ground. Not enough room in the lake for all the tears we cry. Seems despite it all, we're not prepared to say goodbye. Cupid must have had an expiration on those darts. It's been a slowly pumping molasses through our hearts. You do all the piecing back together of the parts. Leave the rest of it to me. Ba-da-bum, ba-ba-dum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum.
trust you from a trust fall? Or do you want me to come and mistrust you from a trust fall? I used to search for you on my computer. Came up with empty, drag myself into a stupor. Now everybody's got opinions about me. Trying to steal the fork right in the knee, but I plug it up and come gaslight mama.
Chief, we got a belt around the neck, we got a hand firmly grasped around an erect penis, and we got a note here that says, I'm about to crank it while I choke myself. I hope I don't die. Seems like an open and shut case to me. Murder. Any suspects? Only thing we found? One nude picture of Jodie Foster. Looks like Jodie was trying to foster her desire to kill this guy. Copper! That's the problem, Chief. We checked. She's got an alibi.
Damn it!
She's been in Los Angeles for the past 45 years.
Ah! I hate it when that happens. When they have the freaking alibi.
Oh!
Any other leads?
No leads. Just hunches. I love hunches. Hit me. Well, sir, do you think it's him? Jack the Ripper.
From the 1800s?
Yes. Yes.
But how are we gonna find him, huh? He's been dead for 1,000 years.
That's the thing, Chief. We gotta go back in time to when he was killing all those other people. That's where all the clues are.
I see. It's a perfect plan.
How do we do it? Well, normally I'd say we can't, because there's no such thing as a time machine.
Oh.
But, this very murder proves that there is a time machine. And it's probably somewhere in this room.
Right.
Not in here. Not in that
room. Where are you? Where are you? Time machine!
Nope, that's not it. That's not it. That's not a time machine. That's not a time machine.
Where is it?
Oi! Oh, it's geez. Me! Jack the Ripper!
Here's where I can see him, Jack. You're finally under arrest for the murder of 5 women a long time ago. And that guy yesterday.
I never murdered all those women!
Don't deny it.
I was framed by that very man!
I knew it!
The only method of time travel is through autoerotic asphyxiation. I discovered this, on accident. This man traveled back in time! And murdered those women, not me!
So you killed him in the present before he could kill himself in the present to stop him from ever going back to the past and ruining your good name!
That's what I said, innit?
But why are you still here? Why haven't you cranked it and made it back ways to where you're from, you know?
I'm turning myself in!
Murdered?
No matter how justified, must be punished! I believe that!
You're a good man, Jack the Ripper. Yeah, you know, we could use someone like him on the force.
I would be honored.
I hereby proclaim you, Jack the Ripper, as part of the time-traveling autoerotic asphyxiation squad. Hurrah!
Oh, yeah! Hurrah!
Now give me that picture of Jodie Foster. I'm about to solve the murder of Hitler. Today's the day. I'm going to meet Lindsay. Oh, God. How long have you guys been internet dating now?
14 months.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. It's time. It's time we meet.
You guys have seen each other, though, right? You must do video calls.
No.
No, I told you, dude. She doesn't have a webcam.
So?
She doesn't have a phone with a camera?
Nah, dude. She's got a flip phone.
Oh, boy. That's a red flag.
What? She's got a flip phone?
Because you haven't done a video call with her in 14 months?
And yes, a flip phone?
Why?
Dude,
it's just that she doesn't want to have all her data being sent to Google and Yahoo and the friggin' CCP.
She sent you pictures, though, right? From her flip phone, which have cameras?
Oh, dude, she smashed the camera on that thing.
That's how they nail you.
Who?
What?
The FBI. Okay. This at least sounds like a yellow flag.
Dude, no! No, it's a green light! It's a go! She's doing it right. You know, I want a flip phone with a smash camera. And I would get one, too, if I didn't love watching porn in bed so much. But guess what? When me and her meet, I won't be needing porn no more.
That's nice. So you're not worried at all about being catfished? What do you mean? What is that? Some sort of internet STD?
Catfishing. It's when someone lies about who they are online so they can internet date people who wouldn't internet date them otherwise. How do you not know about catfishing, man? How are you this far removed from the zeitgeist?
Bro, don't even start with that zeitgeist shit again.
They made a movie and a TV show about it.
I don't watch anything.
You saying Lindsay's gonna be a man with a TV show?
No, she's probably just a fat old lady.
What? That's the catfish. Fat, old ladies who pretend to be hot young ladies for their sick satisfaction.
But usually even they send fake pictures, so I don't know what's going on here.
You think there's something wrong with Lindsay?
I think there's something wrong with you.
14 months? With no visual evidence?
I
took her word. She said she was very, very hot.
Could be some sort of FBI AI.
Or worse, a CIA AI. trying to get me to commit acts of domestic terrorism.
Did she mention domestic terrorism?
A couple times. She sometimes went off on these weird tangents about how more people should be terrorists. And she had some ideas, some pretty specific ideas, you might say. Targets.
This doesn't sound like a very hot woman at all. So that's it. She's an FBI AI. That is pure evil. I gotta find it. I gotta find this thing. I gotta find the server. I gotta blow it up.
Blow where up? FBI HQ! Wherever it is, I'll look it up. And then I'll blow it up!
With what?
I got bombs. What do you mean you got bombs?
I got bombs!
For Lindsay? No!
What, you gotta know every little thing about me? Besides, she might be real. And if so, I'll meet her at FBI HQ. With bombs.
With bombs, yes.
If she's real, I'm sure we'll have a lovely time together. If not, BOOM! Now, Ricky, don't get me wrong, okay? I love your mother. You know I love your mother. I love her as much as you do.
Your mother, she's a wonderful lady. She's a wonderful lady. She's a beautiful woman.
When she's up, she's way up. She's up in the clouds. She's dancing a waltz. It puts a song in my heart. It makes me cry. She's beautiful when she's up. But when she's down, Ricky, when she's down for the count. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? She's down for the round. She's way down. She's way down. Down and down in the darkness. Okay? And that is not, she's not pleasant to be around in those times. And those times are becoming more and more frequent. Every year there's more downtime. More downtime. And that means nothing is happening. That means no good things are happening then, Ricky. Alright? But even when she's up and then she's right back down. Right back down, Ricky.
It's too much. She's up and she's down. She's up and she's down. It's like a roller coaster. It's like a rickety, rackety roller coaster, Ricky.
All right, and I know I'm kind of making this sound like fun for you because I know you like the roller coasters, but that you're just a little kid, you see. You can handle that stuff. Me, I'm getting older. My heart can't take it. If I have to stay on this ride a second longer, I'm gonna have a heart attack. I'm gonna die. Okay. This is why I gotta leave you and your ma, alright? I gotta get off this ride. I tried. I tried my best. I stayed for as long as I could, but it's too much. Your mother, she's cuckoo. There, you said it. She's cuckoo, okay? She's a cuckoo nut. She's a cuckoo nut that fell off the dingbat bush, you know what I mean? So I gotta get out of here. You can take it. You're a little kid. You can take it. You wanna be on the Rocky roller coaster, don't you? It's fun. It's fun for you. But for me, I'm becoming an old man. I can't take it any longer. You understand? I'm a goner if I stay on it. So I gotta get out of here. Alright? Hey, I love you. I love you, huh? I'm your pa. I love you. I love you forever. Alright? That never goes away. Okay? But I gotta go. Hey, love you. Remember, your mom's a cuckoo nut. Don't listen to a word she says, okay? And I'm always in your heart. I'll love you from there. I'll call you from there.
Disaster kids on vine. We kept fighting each other in the days that you were mine. Audio gets pumped into speakers that explode. Then you go and dump me out the car you're driving off the road. At the Raps on La Cienega, that's where it all goes down. Cause today's child actors are tomorrow's evil clowns. And they won't tell you twice, you must forfeit all your rights. Cause you could pay the dearest price to blow your name up in lights tonight. Manager, and this by any measure brings you right back to where you
text from what you feel. Got the finger boards on speed dial, that running's over there. You might not hit his style, mama, but you know that he don't care. Gravity is a soul of wind, custom made of chrome. I was looking to avoid this tunnel bullshit when I ran away from home. Don't stop now, you're almost there. The sugar sprinkles like fairy dust in your hair. Lifetime lived inside of a week. It's all part of the sweetness that you see.
Let's party! Jesus Christ and mother fucking heaven, that's fucking loud. That's really fucking loud. Can you turn that down? Jesus fucking Christ in heaven above. Holy fucking mother of Mary. Can you turn that fucking shit down? Holy shit and brother of Christ.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah? Oh, you think so? Well, if you're so confident, then debate me. Debate me, bro. Debate me. You shouldn't. I'll give you a fair warning there. You shouldn't. For if you do debate me, I will debunk you. Got it? I'll debunk you. I'll debunk your whole life story, bro. By the time I'm done debunking you, you're gonna be a myth. A mythical figure. But the bad kind. The kind of myth that teaches you not to do certain things, such as debate me. Just start debating me, bro. Just start anytime you want. Just start the debate. Dealer's choice. Sources. 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 Sources? Sources? Did someone say sources? Oh, I got sources. I got sources coming out of my ears. Literally. Wait. Figuratively. And my sources are telling me, you're headed straight towards Debunction Junction, pal, so you best turn around and step off. Or else go ahead. Debate me, bitch. I'll ruin your life. I'll ruin your life. I'll ruin your life. Am I the only person who feels that the page of a book is actually a window into another world? A world where truly anything is possible. Am I the only person who believes that the page of a book holds equal or perhaps greater value than the heart of a child? Am I the only person who would throw himself in front of a bus to protect a novel? Am I the only person who would throw a child in front of a bus to protect a novel? Am I the only one that feels that way? No. No, I am not. And I know I am not. For I know that the brothers on my right and the sisters on my left and all members of our esteemed book club feel exactly as I do.
And we're back.
Why don't you tell us your number one turnoff in the bedroom?
Oh, okay. Well, I almost never will request any ball work. You know?
Oh?
I basically never want to get the balls involved.
And why is that?
Because they're just so ridiculous. Because they're just so ridiculous. You know, dangling there. These two hairy balls. It's a sack of balls. Nobody wants to see that.
And what else can you tell us about this?
All right, sometimes during intercourse, if I'm really going at it, the balls start slapping.
Frankly, it's embarrassing.
Frankly, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
I wish there was some sort of fitting, some sort of, like a bra for your balls.
Like a bra for your balls.
Like a bra for your ball sack. It would be like, fabric. It'd be like a seesaw chamois.
What?
Like a seesaw chamois for your bowling ball. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh.
Those things that you shake around and it cleans your bowling ball, you polishes your balls. That's what this would be, but with your ball sack.
Like
and the arms would connect to your belt loops. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know exactly how it would work, but it would offer some great suspenders.
It'd be like suspenders for your set.
It'd be like a piece of fabric.
Okay. This is a good idea.
This story will inspire you.
Once a black man and a white man were on a plane together, and the black guy turns to the white guy and goes, "Hey, I didn't get any peanuts earlier. If I fall asleep before the flight attendant comes by again, could you flag her down? Because I really like those peanuts. Peanuts. I wouldn't want to miss them for the world. But I also really need to sleep. Sleep is crucial for everybody." The white guy says, okay, no problem. Sure enough, the black guy falls asleep soon after. But instead of flagging down the flight attendant, the white guy just puts his peanuts on the black guy's tray table. Ah, but the black guy wasn't completely asleep. He had his eyes open just a little bit. And as soon as he sees what the white guy does, he says, What the heck, dude? You didn't have to give me yours. The white guy laughs. It's okay. I'm allergic to them. I have a saying, actually. If I eat peanuts, then I'll be nuts. Come on, enjoy them. Hey, enjoy them. They're all yours. The black guy smiles. Wow. Thanks, man. Sorry about that peanut allergy. I like that saying of yours, though. It's smart to have sayings like that. I have a nut allergy, too. My saying is, if I touch cashews, then I'll go achoo! Holy shit. I'm stealing that, says the white guy. Okay, but make sure you credit me.
Make sure you credit me, though,
says the black guy. Why would I credit you if I'm stealing it? Please, says the black guy. Please.
What? You expect me to say that at a party and then go, oh, I can't take credit for that. A black guy on a plane taught it to me.
No freaking way. No freaking way. That's absurd. What's absurd is how much of a bastard you are.
I gave you my peanuts, you son of a bitch!
Tears well up in the black guy's eyes.
What you're doing is illegal.
Suddenly, a flight attendant passes by.
Excuse me. I'd like to move seats, says the white guy.
Yeah, I disagree with this man philosophically.
Dragon, 50% of the bee, 100% of the wagon. A wagon is built for three, must include me. Three cavalry times were a hoot. Who got to call the shots? Then it's never been disputed. To the road of the dive, give me soul of the blue. Baby, call me. We got some shit we could shoot. I'm on your telephone. Daddy, circumventing the operator. Double down on the dial tone. I'm on your telephone. Had you do the shot to answer. Hot numbers on the telephone. I can feel the heat that you're bringing when the phone starts ringing, baby. Hot numbers on the telephone. You spend the night alone. Cause you're too shot to answer. You can't fathom the extent of the power. Till you see it through your own eyes. It's all about the placement of the tower. When you're talking through the fiber optic lines. I don't suppose you believe in ghosts, but how do you explain what's happening here? Sonic ripples when our glasses toast. In what you feel the most, the fears out of fear. Your tears by the drop and then stop. I was only trying to call on your telephone. Breathing heavy in the house, I'm on your telephone. Posing as someone I'm not, baby. Hot numbers on the telephone. I'm in the dial tone.
You panic for no reason, that's what you do.